Good morning, beloved, and once again, thank you for allowing me to come into your homes for this Wednesday morning's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we begin our study in Jonah, one of the minor prophets. And let me see here. It is a narrative that describes the adventures of a prophet who disobeyed God's command. In today's reading, God commands Jonah to go to Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, Israel's deadly enemy, to tell its people that they are doomed. Jonah, however, disobeys God and boards a ship bound for Spain. A storm ensues, and Jonah is thrown overboard and swallowed by a huge fish. And as we begin this book, we're reminded that God's saving words for us this week are mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Jonah chapter 1 at verse 1. One day the Lord spoke to Jonah, son of Amittai, and he said, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and speak out against it. I am aware of how wicked its people are." Jonah, however, set out in the opposite direction in order to get away from the Lord. He went to Joppa, where he found a ship about to go to Spain. He paid his fare and went aboard with the crew to sail to Spain, where he would be away from the Lord. But the Lord sent a strong wind on the sea, and the storm was so violent that the ship was in danger of breaking up. The sailors were terrified, and they cried out to help, each one to his own God. Then, in order to lessen the danger, they threw the cargo overboard. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone down below and was lying in the ship's hold, sound asleep. The captain found him there and said to him, "What are you doing asleep? Get up and pray to your God for help. Maybe he will feel sorry for us and spare our lives." The sailors said to each other, "Let's draw lots and find out who is to blame for getting us into this danger." They did so, and Jonah's name was drawn. So they said to him, "Now, then, tell us, who is to blame for this? What are you doing here, and what country do you come from? What is your nationality?" "I'm a Hebrew," Jonah answered. "I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made land and sea." Jonah went on to tell them that he was running away from the Lord. The sailors were terrified and said to him, "That is an awful thing to do." The storm was getting worse all the time, so the sailors asked him, "What should we do to you to stop the storm?" And Jonah answered, "Throw me into the sea, and it will calm down. I know it is my fault that you are caught in this violent storm." Well, instead, the sailors tried to get the ship to shore, rowing with all their might, but the storm was becoming worse and worse, and they got nowhere. So they cried out to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, we pray, don't punish us with death for taking this man's life. You, O Lord, are responsible for all this. It is your doing." Then they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and it calmed down at once. This made the sailors so afraid of the Lord that they offered a sacrifice and promised to serve him. At the Lord's command, a large fish swallowed Jonah, and he was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. And the key verse in today's reading is Jonah chapter 1, verse 9, where it says, Jonah said, "I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made land and sea." And, you know, the idea of going to Nineveh, I guess I should bring you up to speed on that. Assyria, Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, and they were known for their ferocity. I mean, they were just plain mean. Their army, left nothing behind. Once they came through, everyone was killed, mutilated. They were a horrible army to have to fight against. And they were, you know, Israel's mortal enemy. And so God comes to Jonah and tells him, okay, I've decided to intervene here. I'm going to destroy the capital city of Assyria. I'm going to destroy Nineveh, and you are going to go and tell them that damnation is on the way. And so what does Jonah do? He goes down, but instead of buying the fare to go to Nineveh, he heads off to Spain. He runs away from the problem, and he's trying to run away from God. And, of course, he soon will find that you cannot run away from God. Let's pray. Lord God, creator of land and sea, give me an obedient heart and teach me your ways. Order my steps this day so that all I do and say is in accord with your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our day together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Jonah chapter 2, 1 through 10, where Jonah prays from within the large fish. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.